I've mentioned on the Groovener, guy helping me to license that. I don't know if licensing it yet, but definitely protecting it. And then what are they going to make a horror movie out of Groovener once that runs out years from now? That's what's happening. Some of your iconic symbols from your childhood. We already know about Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I haven't seen anything with that Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse yet, but there are others. What about Pinocchio, Peter Pan, and now what about Bambi, The Reckoning? I played the trailer doesn't sound like much, but it's a couple of hunters, and one guy goes, you know, did you ever shoot a deer? Because they're hunting, right? Yeah, I did. And they imply that he's the guy who shot Bambi's mom. And then Bambi comes out and flips over their car. I don't know. Joining us now is John Risvy, my friend, the patent professor. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Always a pleasure to be here.
Man, oh man. Is every sacred icon of our childhood going to get turned into a horror movie now?
Well, what's telling is the name of the company that's putting these movies out. I don't know if are you aware of what they've called themselves?
No.
Themselves, the Twisted Childhood Universe.
Those
are the Twisted Childhood Universe, and they're the makers of the Winnie the Pooh. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but there's already a sequel to that, Winnie the Pooh,
yeah.
Blood and Honey 2.
Yeah, and then I was told yesterday, a buddy of mine said that they're putting Peter Pan, Pinocchio, and all of them together. It's called Pooniverse Monsters Assemble.
Exactly, and you know, as an intellectual property attorney, it's painful to see this because you know that the law cannot do anything to prevent it. There's once a copyright expires, which it has on these characters. Anything goes, and that's why you have the Steamboat Willie in the public domain, and even a you know a horror film based on Mickey Mouse. So you know there's nothing really that can be done, with the exception of trademarks, and that's for products that are sold. As long as companies you know don't somehow confuse consumers that they're buying original Disney products, there's no trademark protection. And the thing with these horror films is actually the more disgusting and away from the natural character these films are, the less likely consumers are to be confused that it's a Disney movie, and the less protection the law will give them. So it's almost, some people will say, well, why did they have to go so extreme? Why did, you know, in Winnie the Pooh, why did they have to go become carnivores and start eating? Well, because it's almost as if the law is rewarding the filmmakers to really go to extremes, so it does not seem like a Disney movie, and therefore there's no consumers that are confused into thinking they're watching a Disney film.
So I think I may have asked this before, John, because the big question for me is the people who own, and is Bambi that's a Disney thing. The people, whoever owns whatever property, can they not, once the copyright runs out, can they not just rush to their lawyer and go like, quick, up us again and pay another fee for the next whatever number of years?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's three different types of primary types of intellectual property. You have patents, which protect ideas, trademarks, which protect branding, and then copyrights, which protect other creative works. Of those, trademarks can be renewed indefinitely. So that's why you have the trademarks to Coca-Cola. Still, the brand is still protected. In fact, Disney still has the brand for Mickey protected.
Okay.
Patents cannot be renewed. So if you invent a new product, 20 years is all you get, and unless you have a non-obvious improvement and you can protect that improvement. So to Disney's, I mean, at the most what they could have done is copyrighted, updated characters, but the original character they can no longer protect. And that update is why Disney still owns copyrights to some versions of Mickey Mouse, and they've only lost the Steamboat Willie version. So
I gotcha.
That's why there's some, you know, the version of Mickey Mouse with the white gloves, that's still protected until 2036. It's just the original Steamboat Willie is no longer protected.
But 2036 will be here before you know it, and then we'll have a horror movie with Mickey, his white gloves turn red.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, this is kind of what we do with Groovener, then. We trademark Groovener, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And that way you can prevent anyone from, you know, confusing consumers. But if they, you know, as long as they do something so out of character that nobody believes that it's related to the Groovener, then your protection goes down. I mean, the one hope that I guess we all have, those, you know, of course there are some fans that love this stuff, but the vast majority are troubled by it, and especially any parents. I mean, I think that's their worst nightmare is to have this twisted childhood universe continue. But financially, the first Winnie the Pooh did really well. They, you know, a budget of about $50,000, and it made $5 million at the box office. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 barely broke even. So, in fact, they upped the budget for the film 10 times to $500,000, and the film barely made $500,000. Part of what could be happening is, in the beginning, there's this novelty of iconic Disney characters going rogue, and perhaps what's going to kind of prevent this is that the financial incentive might go away, because if the novelty's gone and this really isn't creating a new market, then filmmakers are not going to rush forward for these remakes if there's no money in it.
I see that. Okay. So I think that's what's going to happen. These are all going to be novelties. There'll be one-offs, maybe a follow-up, maybe. And then after that, it's all gone. And it becomes a cult thing now, the college movie course that's going to show the worst movies, B movies, they'll end up on that list.
Yeah, I mean, once the novelty is gone, I mean, you think about this recent eclipse, right? Everyone's going out. Some people had the day off. They're buying glasses. But if this was monthly, I don't think.
Yeah, nobody cares.
No one would care. And I think that's really what's ultimately going to, you know, so when people ask, what can we do to prevent these types of films from continuing, well, really boycotting them, because if there is no money to be made from them, and that's certainly how it looks. Now, these others that you mentioned are just proposed right now. Peter Pan, Pinocchio, the Pooniverse, Monsters Ensemble. Now, if these don't do well, if Bambi just completely, the remake, Bambi the Reckoning, the horror version, completely flops, it's very likely that these other remakes are going to be canceled and will never proceed.
They need some help marketing, because why they didn't release this in October, November, around deer hunting season, I don't know. But that should have been out then. Then you'd have a bunch of guys at deer camp watching this after they didn't get anything that day. What about the other characters? So Bambi is the lead character, but what about Thumper and Flower? Do they come under the same thing? I suppose so, because they came around at the same time. You can have spinoffs. That's how you keep. You have Thumper be his own horror movie. Maybe I'm giving them too much ideas.
they all can have their own version. Basically, from what I got from the trailer, the Bambi the Reckoning is a revenge theme.
Yeah,
but I guess you have a point. I mean, all the characters could have their own version of revenge. And in fact, that was partly what Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey's premise was, is that these characters kind of felt betrayed by being left out there by Christopher Robin in the woods and left to fend for themselves. He went off to college and they were left out there. So that was where their anger came from. And I think that's the common theme with between the Winnie the Pooh series and the Bambi the Reckoning. It's a revenge theme. I don't know how that's
Bambi come a full grown Bambi comes out of the woods and flips over their car, which I hate to chuckle at it. It is kind of intriguing, and even I would not go and watch it. I wouldn't pay money for it, but in a weird way, if my wife is off visiting somewhere and I got a weekend alone, I'm probably going to stream it when it's out. And I don't know. What about this? Oh, here's one for you. John Risvey, by the way, the patent professor, my good friend. So how about this one? Remember Flower the Skunk? What if he had his own? It'd be Flower, Beware the Stench. Huh?
You're putting a lot of ideas out there, and who knows if they come to fruition, we'll hold you responsible for floating the initial idea.
Thanks a lot. John Risvey, the patent professor. Find him at thepatentprofessor.com. He answers a lot of questions like that. He's actually an adjunct professor at the patent law at Nova Southeastern Law School down in Florida. And an author of a couple of books on patents. And so when the copyrights run out on your books on patents, then they're going to be made into horror movies, John. How about that, huh?
Yeah, so that, well, that the term of a copyright is 70 years after the author's death. So,
oh, well, you don't care then.
I'll be long gone by that
time. Come on. All right. He is John Risvey, the patent professor and king of patents and copyrights, and the guy who is helping to license the Groovener. I got T-shirts, coffee mugs, all kinds of ideas, John. You and I are going to, we're swimming in it.
Hey, buddy. The king of copyrights and patents. That kind of has a nice ring to it.
I'm giving you that as long as you waive my legal fees. How about that? Come on.
Sounds good.
1320 WILS. It's your morning wake up. Mike Austin here on 1320 WILS.